Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, listener letters plus shop class and Met Gala outfits. It's on the way in just a minute.
Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
This is the light. Harry Carey, and welcome back to this year's Afterlife All-Star Game. We are coming to you dead from Purgatory Park. Game time temperature, 143 degrees. Not as hot as hell, but it sure the heck makes me wish I stopped by the confessional booth before I kick the bucket. Speaking of hell, how about that relief job in the top of the inning by Jeffrey Dahmer? He struck out Mahatma Gandhi on a fork ball that just ate him up. Then got Mama Cass to bite on a slider, and she choked! Leading off for hell now, it's Mafia Chieftain John Gotti. Talk about clutch! This guy always comes up with a hit. He signed a new contract today. He signs a new contract every day. Taking the hell for heaven, it's Confucius. Man, I had that guy in the pregame show. He never shuts up. Here's the pitch, and Gotti whacks it. It's a shot. JFK feels it. Steps on first, and Gotti is, wait a minute. He pays off the umpire, and he's safe. That's why they call him the Teflon Don. Heaven Skipper, the Lord Almighty, is out to the mound. He calls to the bullpen for the left-hander, and the crowd is wild. This is the matchup they came to see. Malcolm X will take the mound to face Strom Thurmond, Lester Maddox, and George Wallace. You can bet X will be looking for a KKK. He is one Muslim hurler who can assalamu alaikum make 'em swing and miss. Holy cow, this just handed to me a huge trade in hell today. The brutal tyrants send Joseph Stalin to the warmongering despots in exchange for Genghis Khan and a foul-mouthed vice president to be named later. Now Gotti takes his lead from first. He leads the league in stolen bases with 412. He stole them off a truck yesterday. In the on-deck circle, Lester Maddox is distracting the Islamic reliever by swinging a burning cross. Now a snap throw to first, and they've got Gotti in a rundown. JFK to RFK, back to JFK, back to RFK, back to JFK. Holy cow! Marilyn Monroe lifts up her dress, and they throw the ball away. Malcolm X into his windup. He looks towards Mecca, and here's the pitch to Strom Thurmond. He throws at his head, and holy cow, he knocks his hood right off. The racist bigot charges the mound, and the dugout's empty. It's a melee. Mother Teresa has Uday and Kusay in a headlock. While Yitzhak Rabin shoves Scud missiles up their rectums. That's one place they'll never look for weapons of mass destruction. Rosa Parks picks up George Wallace by the gonads and slams him against the back of the team bus. And even though they're on the same squad, Jack Ruby and Lee Harvey Oswald are still taking shots at each other. While the umpires sort this out, fans, let me remind you that today's game is sponsored by the hippest hotspot in Hades. That's right, I'm talking about the Whores of Babylon Sports Bar.
Yeah.
Listen, fans, the next time you need a break from rotating on a spit over the burning flames of eternal damnation, come on down to the Whores of Babylon Sports Bar, where we've got 52 screens and we're holding a stool for Steve Bartman at the end of the bar.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom. You have some happy letters from our listeners.
Well, you can be the judge of that.
All right, sir.
We were talking about shop class.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that some schools have gotten away from doing that, which I think is a huge mistake. I loved shop class. Do you remember the name of your shop teacher, Josh?
Yeah, Mr. Yuka was the first shop teacher I had. And my favorite shop teacher, I cannot remember his name.
Mr. Yuka.
It'll come to me, though.
I had Mr. Tappenden and Mr. Woodell, W-O-O-D, and he was a true artist. He would have he would work in various woods that are now illegal to possess.
Ebony, huh?
Bola Bola. There was someone like Coca-Burro or something. I forget what it was. Sounds like a restaurant at Disney World. We were talking about shop class, and we have some fine letters here. Dear Bob and Tom, I had a metal shop class. And I made several different cast items, but one thing that stands out to me when remembering metal shop class is the welding booths. Metal shop came right after lunch, and what's great after lunch? A cigarette. I would go to the welding booth. It looked like an old school voting booth with a curtain that closed behind you. I would arc weld while smoking a cigarette so the teacher wouldn't know what I was doing. That's Scott in Stockton, California. You're caught.
Is it safe to smoke while you're welding? That doesn't...
I don't know.
That
apparently
seems kind of scary.
Hard to do with a mask.
Yeah.
This is tricky, isn't it?
Well, yeah. He must have a cigarette holder.
Yeah.
You
know,
like a tube. Maybe he borrowed a tube from the lab.
Really long.
By the way, P.S. Josh, if you're ever out here in the California Central Valley, come go bass fishing with me on the Delta.
Mm.
Okay, Scott. Well, thank you very much. That sounds like a great time.
Oscar and I were talking about metal shop yesterday and how just handling that sheet metal was you wear these huge gloves.
Yep.
Otherwise, they'll just slice your fingers right off. And
it was so sharp.
And how sawdust is one thing, but metal shavings are a total other animal.
Oh,
man. Yeah, My dad worked in a factory. They made steel wool pads.
Ugh.
And that fine steel wool would get in his eyes every now
geez.
And then. Yeah, it was.
Probably in his lungs.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yikes.
Oh,
yeah. I was at one of the printing places that we use,
mm-hmm.
and they have these enormous rolls of paper,
mm-hmm.
and there are signs everywhere. And they have huge first aid kits.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a fatal paper cut if you're not careful. I mean, it's like these, you don't imagine like a 6-foot edge of paper that's a stiff paper. It's like a giant blade.
You think it's possible to cut somebody's head off with a paper cut? Given the right size of paper?
You could certainly cut, as Donnie Baker would have said, the carotid artery.
Carotid artery?
Probably could. I did not watch the, what do you call it, the Met Gala.
Met Gala, yeah.
I just saw a little bit of it when I walked by the TV. apparently, they wear outrageous outfits.
Well, the theme this year was fashion is art, so you can imagine.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's interesting because during the Kentucky Derby, one of the just great, wonderful things about the Derby are the crazy hats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not crazy.
Oh, some of them are loony.
Oh, now.
Oh, that's great. That's part of it. It's not, it's supposed to be kind of fun in some cases. In any event, I did not see, apparently it's like $100,000 a pop to be, to go
100,000
to this
thing. A seat, baby.
But it's obviously a charity thing for the museum. A Cardi B apparently was on the.
Yes.
And this, Michael writes, she wore an outfit that appeared to look like her intestines were exposed.
Yikes. I did not see that one. Wow.
Really?
Ugh.
Yeah. This is from Michael in Alpharetta, Georgia.
I'd rather see that ass explode.
By the way, he says,
Cardi.
Wearing an outfit that looks like your intestines are exposed. That shows a lot of guts. Okay, thank you very much, Michael. We appreciate it.
Oh, that's more of a print piece.
Yeah. Not at all. I think it's very clear what he's doing there.
There were a lot of nipples on the red carpet.
The Rock's wife had a weird dress on.
They were like fake breastplates that these ladies were wearing, and so the nipples were exposed. It was bizarre.
And The Rock had his wife had accentuating the areola and the nipple
like
part.
It was roses or something.
Ice cream swirls or something.
Yeah.
And they made a big deal out of The Rock wearing a $3 million wristwatch. And the Rock's done pretty well.
Yeah, man's allowed to spend his money however he wants.
Yeah, buy two, Rock.
$3 million. Are there little people inside it?
I don't know.
What's it made of?
It's a very nice watch.
Made of baby flesh.
Some billionaire from India was wearing a $15 million necklace. This tanzanite that was as big as my fist. It was it was unbelievable.
Oh, sure.
But it was a bunch of billionaires this year. It was weird.
Also a lot of fisting going on after the show. Let's face it. Come on.
I mean, imagine.
Well, you're going to have that. The ultra rich.
The ramrod's pretty
between
full
them eating babies.
This comes to us from Brian with a special hello to... And the gag here is he goes, Chuck.
Oh, that's funny, jackass. What? What's the matter? What?
I read it in the wrong order, didn't I? No, yeah. I made him mad. No, it's because that was your name before you became Chick. He's a fellow Ohio guy.
30, 60,
so back in the day.
I think I've been Chick longer than I was Chuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think we're at, maybe. I just had dinner with a bunch of the people from high school a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago now. And they all call me Chuck, and it's odd. It's very odd. I don't trust any of them.
It's got to be weird for you, too, Chris. I think it's interesting that Christy's husband calls her Christy, which is her radio name.
Well, Chick is my radio name, I guess.
My real name no one uses.
Yeah. And if anyone calls Ace by his real name, he has them killed. Are you aware of that?
Disappeared.
Yeah, I know that. Assuming that they're dead, Ace. forgive me, back to the letter. This comes to us from Springfield, Ohio, kind of a place you're familiar with.
Why do you assume they're dead? Because you're scared of Ace? What's the problem?
Careful.
He's smart.
What's the problem?
Chuck might disappear.
I wait for that day.
greetings from Springfield, Ohio, Chuck. There's a cool...
he did it again.
Well, I know I'm reading it in the order it was written.
Okay.
He goes, this is a very cool historic event. I'm sure Tom will appreciate, and maybe no one else. The Big Boy 4014 is one of the largest steam trains ever built. It's touring the United States as part of the 250th birthday of the USA.
That's your big boy.
Yeah.
It's stopping in our neck of the woods in June, and there's a drawing of it. That is a monster of a locomotive. Ooh. That's a beautiful piece of work, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look at that giant cow catcher up front. Why do you suppose they named it that?
It didn't even look real.
That's AI.
That's a painting. That's a painting of it.
Why wouldn't they call it a cow killer?
A cow killer.
Yeah, it's not really catching them.
It's not catching them at all.
That's
my God, when you're right, Christy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, that's one of those...
lifting their carcass out of the way is what it's doing.
Yeah, that's one of those things where they don't name it what it is. Like euthanasia. Oh, we're going to make them young again? No.
That is a wild engine, man.
So
Snowpiercer.
It's like, exactly.
Yeah.
The Big Boy 4041 schedule is online.
Okay. I'll make sure not to look at that. Okay.
Well, there are people that are interested in history, and I mean, look at that amazing machine. Think about that.
Peter Pan Complex and Model Railroads, is that right? Is that what you... I won't grow up.
You know, I opened up the show optimistic.
And this comes from a guy
something
who,
happened. I don't know.
I wanted to...
The most extensive collection of tennis shoes you'll ever see. not that I'm going to grow up, by God, but...
let me see if I can read this one.
All right, sir. I thought we were encouraged to heckle. We're not? I thought I was helping.
Busting balls here.
Am I not helping your act?
No, but this guy recognized right away that I would be the only one that was interested in this.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
Why don't you have a model railroad with a little engineer cap in the basement? I see you doing that. There's still time.
I don't have that kind of time. But that's super fun, though.
Whoa, whoa.
I sometimes go to the fairgrounds. They have those shows. They're amazing.
Oh, my God.
Dear Bob and Tom Show,
Yeah.
writes Jay, listening at K-Boy, Medford, Oregon.
Jaybird.
He, in shop class, I better not give Jay's last name.
Reynolds?
He carved some elaborate pipes.
Oh, I bet.
And he says, you know, those kind of pipes. I also made a hammock chair.
Nice.
You mean a chamock?
They look... They're rope that are attached to wood.
Or a hair?
Yes.
Yeah, neither one of those.
Hey, Josh, nice looking hair you've got there.
And I love your chamock.
Thank you.
I guess I prefer chamock.
Yeah,
it's kind of nice.
That makes way more
sense. That'd be cool. He also says I made a steamroller out of chrome tailpipe.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like fun. Apparently, Jay, very good in shop class.
Oh. I made a lawnmower out of an end table one time. It was beautiful.
Couldn't cut grass where the hell.
No, no. You can sit things on it, though. I'll tell you that.
You say you have a desire to take a glass blowing class?
Yeah, I think I'm going to. But this guy said, be careful, don't inhale, because you'll end up with a pain in your stomach.
That's absolutely an audio joke as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's not just for the written.
If I emphasize pain enough, they get it P-A-N-E, not P-A-I-N. But it would be
so you're saying you read it properly that time?
No, he did it right the first time, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, see, I appreciate you heckling me. You're helping me. I like that. Dear Bob and Tom Show, isn't it about time that Tom becomes obsessed with those little shoe covers that contractors put on before entering your home?
Oh, yeah.
I say the time has come.
Do you keep those in your car?
Whenever guys come over to do stuff, I never make them put them.
Yeah, I always tell them, don't worry.
No kidding. I absolutely insist on it.
Really?
As a matter of fact, I say, do you have an extra pair? And I put, just to make them feel at home.
See, you and I are I always say, hey, would you like I've got Coke, I've got Mountain Dew, I've got soda water.
Fix it and get out of here.
Please, if you feel free to use the bathroom.
Right. Hit the
curb.
You
don't have beer for him?
Don't give him a beer?
You don't give a guy who's about to use power tools a beer. Home.
After they're done, they can have a nice celebratory beer?
No, I have done that.
No Cosmo, no Manhattan?
In fact, I did have an incident occur. This is no matter how I tell this, it's going to come out wrong. So go to hell.
Roger that.
I had a very kind gentleman of Hispanic origin.
Oh boy, what'd you offer him? A taco?
Can I say that?
Would you like a margarita?
Andale.
And I brought him into the house, and he was. No matter how I tell this story, he was with several other gents.
Yes.
They don't pronounce the G like that.
They were all fluent in Spanish.
Less than three, they don't leave the house. Okay.
Coming from various Central American countries. In any event.
They were born in Boston.
Yeah, probably. It was a Friday. And I don't drink beer. But my son Willie, whenever he always brings stuff over or whatever, so I have this refrigerator that's full of all these exotic beers.
Right.
So I brought this guy was in the house. I said, "Hey, come over here. Why don't you guys take some of this?" And this guy spoke virtually no English. I mean, it was really tough.
Okay.
And I get more laughs when I try to speak Spanish to these guys. I get bigger laughs than I've ever gotten on this show. I'm not sure
you
what I just said.
You realize if you speak English loud enough and slowly.
But I do know the word cerveza.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Willie had purchased a number of exotic beers. So I opened up the door.
I
opened up the door to the fridge, and there was a bunch of stuff on the door itself.
Sure.
Please tell me you said mucho cerveza.
And I just said no cerveza, and I pointed to, as it happened, most of the ones that were.
Were all Modelo. Is that what you're going to say?
No, they were. Yes, they
Dos
were.
Equis. There is.
And the Dos guy Equis. And the guy chose to walk off with 2 sixes of Miller High Life.
You know,
of course.
Because I've always I've tried to teach Willie what a beer actually is.
Miller High Life.
And I'm not totally serious.
And he won't listen to me. I would have walked off with a Miller High.
No,
life
no,
also.
But that's what Willie was. Willie gets, but he also gets the other stuff.
Uh-huh.
What he gets.
I just thought it was really funny that he would choose the Miller High Life. And
well, I've teased Willie. I said, "You like beer that you like the beer that people who don't like beer like." That's what he gets. Yeah. It's like people who go to sushi restaurants and they get the deep fried covered in sauce BS. Like, you don't like raw. You don't like sushi.
The shrimp tempura.
Yeah. The number California one, roll that has nothing in it.
The number one selling beer in the United States.
Is Modelo.
Modelo.
Michelob Ultra by volume.
What?
By volume. That means the louder you, drunker you are, the louder you talk.
I thought I just read it was Modelo.
Top by dollars is Modelo Especial.
I think Mick Ultra is pretty darn popular.
Yeah,
you see that everywhere you go.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not denying that.
That's interesting. So sales, Modelo, volume, Michelob Ultra. That just shows you the margins as well.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
I'm confused. What does that mean by volume?
So there's more served, so it's cheaper.
Yeah,
right. Draft. Right. Yeah,
Volume means how much they're. Never mind.
I thought. I think the way you're undermining an interesting story of mine is fine. Hey,
how are you? How am I? I'm trying to save you from.
So I guess what Tom is this what you're saying? Since the men were what you would call exotic, you thought they would take exotic beers?
Well, I thought because that's the more expensive. I thought maybe I was trying to say here's a little
it's even more troublesome.
Here's a little taste of your home, senor.
So it was stuff like Dos Equis and Modelo.
Yeah. But he ended up walking off with
Oh my gosh. Well,
maybe he's being polite.
There's also a chance Dos Equis and Modelo is not consumed in Mexico or Spain.
You understand that in your effort to not be racist, you were incredibly racist.
No, I was offering it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, anyway, these shoes.
Then I'm going to offer them the tequila and they took the Kentucky bourbon. I said, what the hell?
What is happening here?
Okay, it's time for Tom to come to the stuff. They can cover their shoes and contractors in their little blue booties. This way you won't run the risk of someone tracking goose poop throughout the building. That's right. It's still out there on the steps and stairs.
Goose poop. Done over there, fellas.
Yeah, good job.
I looked for the snow shovel yesterday to get it off, and I couldn't find it.
Do you think
it's right by the front door.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think they come
I was
up
back
here
in engineering. No wonder I couldn't.
Take a nap on the couch over there?
We've been in this building for decades, and I've never seen this happen before.
Boy, it's covered.
I don't know what happened over the weekend. And you know my policy on geese, the so-called Canada goose?
Yeah.
I think there should be a bounty on them. one of my favorite trails you can't use anymore because it's too hard to explain. It's along the canal. You ever try to walk on that? You can't now. It's
they
nothing
are
but goose manure.
AF.
Yeah. We need to turn them into Soylent Goose.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.